Final score from Laker Country. The Elks and Pigeon Bayport Lakers fall to the Caro Tigers. The Tigers come back in the second quarter and come with a two-point game at the half. Lakers was leading. After the third quarter, though, it was Caro leading by 7 points, 44-37. And then they outscored Lakers in the fourth quarter, 18-13, to pull out a 12-point victory, 62-50. Caro now improves to 2-6 on the season. And we'll have all the details coming up right here on the WLW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney will be back in 3.5 minutes.
Many national cell phone carriers claim that all cell phone service offered by any of the carriers are within 1% of each other. Obviously, these people don't live and work in the Thumb of Michigan. Thumb Cellular's coverage eclipses all others in every way, shape, and form. When you're fishing in Port Hope, will your national carrier service be reliable enough to complete the call? When you're in Port Austin, will you be able to upload the picture you just took of that gorgeous lake sunset in real time? When you're on the beach in Caseville, will your email asking your friends to join you go through in time? And when you're in a troubled situation in a remote area of the Thumb, will you be able to make the call to get help when you need it? I guess if ensuring that your calls, texts, pictures, and emails making it through isn't a priority, you can stick with the other national companies. But if you depend on your smartphone, depend on the most reliable service, Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. The best coverage in the Thumb.
As we reflect back on 2018, we at Sure have a lot to be thankful for. Our success relies on you. Your loyalty and dedication made it possible for us to provide the Thumb with better health and better life. We might be biased, but we live in the best area in the whole state of Michigan. Great schools, fertile soil for harvest, beautiful natural resources, 93 miles of shoreline, strong communities, and excellent health care. And that's because of providers such as Scott Ryder and Paul Penfold in Caseville, Ross Ramsey and Yvette Scharf in Elkton, Lori Hanselman, Trevor Mattarella, David Seagroves, Sheena Dom, and Lois Booms all in Pigeon, and Paul Scadden and Brenda Kretschmer in Seawing. So if you're one of the thousands who utilize Sure in one of our many ways, thank you. Thank you for a successful 2018, and here's to a bright 2019 that is filled with love, happiness, and health. Besides, at Sure, we've got a pretty exciting 2019 ahead of us, but more on that later. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
You get more at Moore Motors. Denny King, the king of cars here at Moore Motors in Caro. People ask me why I have so many customers that buy vehicles from me from across the state or even out of state. And my answer is easy. You get more at Moore Motor Sales. More savings. More for your trade-in. More old school friendly customer service. More veteran sales staff that live and breathe the car business to take care of all of your automotive needs. More options with new Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram brands all under one roof at one dealership, which means we also have more good certified used trade-ins. Come see me today, Denny the King of Cars, or visit us on the web at themoreautogroup.com.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Seawing, all with a local call. And local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network at the postgame show. We survived our first broadcast here, and we had a thriller all the way through. The Lakers came out hot, and they were leading by 10 points out of the first quarter, 17-7. That's when the wheels started to fall off for the hometown Lakers. As suddenly, at the half, it was a two-point ball game at 24-22. Lakers was leading, but then in the third quarter, Caro outscores them 22-13 in an 18-13. Caro putting together 40 points in the second half of their 62 to pull out a 12-point victory over the Lakers on the road. And suddenly, the Caro Tigers find their second victory of the season. John Mooney, your first thoughts.
I'll tell you what, this has been an interesting game, and congratulations to the Caro Tigers earning their very first Greater Thumb Conference West victory. And that's going to put them in, at 1-1.
1-1 on the season, yeah, for league play.
So, like I said, they need a little time to go ahead and gel, and today was the night they did it. As far as shooting goes, as Lakers concerned, they were totally 18 for 60, which was 30%, and they were really consistent across the board because if you take a look at the inside results, they were 13 for 44, and that's 29%. They were 5 for 16 on the outside, and that's 31%. So basically they were shooting about the same and everywhere on the court. For the Caro Tigers, they were 22 for 61, which was 36%. And as far as the inside was concerned, they were 20 for 47, 42%. And on the outside, they hit a couple when they needed them, 2 for 14, so 14%. Again, grand total is that they shot a little bit better than the Lakers, 36% to 30%.
The biggest stat for me on this night, John, though, definitely comes on the turnover ball game. A collective, I'm not sure I can count this high. 52 turnovers between the two teams tonight.
Oh, wow.
And Lakers, or Caro, won the turnover battle. They were plus 2 compared to Lakers, who had 27 turnovers. Caro had 25. And that was really the story of the ball game. No sort of rhythm at all, but Caro actually out-rebounded Lakers by 7, 33-26. But let's get into the scoring here for the Caro Tigers. They were led by Trevin Phillips, who had 16 points on the night, including 10 alone in the third quarter on 5 straight baskets. Tyler Foster with 13 points, Caleb Cotton with 11, Caleb Graves with 10 points, and then single digits, Miles Campbell at 5, Cyrus Strachan at 4, and then Chris Walker at 3 points. Caro from the free throw line was 16 for 33 for 48%, including 10 of 19 in the fourth quarter. For the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, they were led by Carson Binder with 17 points, followed by Anthony Sheridan with 11 points, Mason Pasek at 9, Andrew Siegfried at 7, Mason Williams 4 points, and Garrett Bowles 2 points for the Lakers, and of course 27 turnovers. On the night, 26 rebounds, 27 turnovers, 18 for 60 from the from shooting altogether for 30%, and 9 of 19 for 47%. So Caro 48% from the free throw line, Lakers 47%, despite Caro scoring 10 more points from them, but it all came down in the very last minutes, John. Sloppy game, but Caro figured out how to do things in those finals, especially the final two quarters.
That's exactly what the doctor ordered for the Caro Tigers, sloppy game. Tyler Foster came out of absolutely nowhere. I did not anticipate that he would be getting that kind of a game out of him. I mean, he just showed us so much quickness and everything. Now, I've seen him score as much as 8 at one time, but not 13. He came out of nowhere. As far as Trevin Phillips, he really established himself as the guy on the inside. I thought that was just a tremendous game out of him. But the one that really came out of nowhere, I mean nowhere, I mean he hits 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 out of 7 free throws in the fourth quarter. When they needed him, he came up there and he drilled them. And that's Caleb Cotton. Finishing with, I have him for 11 points. Hats off to him. He did a nice job.
Yeah, 11 points for Caleb Cotton, and 6 of those coming in that fourth quarter. So he went 6 for 7 from the free throw line. That is ice in the veins there, especially on the road. And when you look at it, Caro, yeah, they came in tonight, but sitting at 1-5, you lose this game, you're sitting at 1-6. 2-5 sounds a lot better than 1-6.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, no kidding. They're undefeated in 2019.
That is true. Well, I was talking with the coach a little bit before, and my observation during December was that this team has talent, and they had some talent coming off the JV. They had some talent left over from the varsity, but they just never really meshed quite yet. Especially when you take a look at their record in December, but then all of a sudden it's a new year and everything. Things are going to start coming together for them, and they're going to be making some noise